But when God is in full control, you're going to learn. If you're paying attention, you have to want it and you have to pay attention. Then you can learn it. And the Lord showed me their side of it. The Lord, I used to pray and ask the Lord what he made on other planets. And because he told me once, he said, I'm still making planets and people. So one day the Lord gave me a dream. Now, whenever he gave me a dream of another planet, I have to share this because their planets don't look like ours. If it's a world that never fails, it's ever progressive. It's, let me say it slow, it's ever progressive. There's no sin, Cain jealousy. There's no envy, there's no strife. It's not a thing. They have, you know, before he showed me these things, he said, when I show you, he said, notice how they love each other. Notice how they work together. Notice the success they share. When somebody's successful, they share it. They learn from each other and they grow. And their world looks over the top. You wouldn't be able to concentrate on this one if you saw theirs. So when the Lord showed me another planet, he always cloaked it. He make it look like Earth. So in this dream, it looked like an African plain with two or three foot high grass that a leopard could walk in and you could barely see it. You can see him moving, and they were jumping over the grass like a leopard would do when he chased something. And I was in the army in that dream. I was like the captain. I had men under me. We had Jeeps, not Humvees, but Jeeps in those days. Because this was back in the early 90s. Right before they came out with all the Humvees. I saw Jeeps. That was before I saw a Humvee. But nevertheless, my Jeep had a 50 caliber machine gun mounted on it. And I had three or four men with me. But we saw the leopards far away. But when they got closer, they were not leopards. They were spiders about the size of a car. They knew that to me they looked like leopards far away. So they put two of their legs. They have eight legs. They put two together to make it look like four. And they were hopping over the sawgrass. But when they got too close, I knew what they were. It was four of them. Two of them ran out of sight. One of them webbed our weapons, and we never saw him. They moved so fast. He webbed our weapons so we couldn't use them. But he moved so fast we didn't see him. And one slowed down and allowed us to see him. He was safe because our weapons wouldn't work. Now they knew that we would have shot him. But the one that slowed down, his skin or his outer shell, it was so beautiful. It was bright orange and black. He, you know, from a distance he looked like a leopard, but I never saw skin like that before, or not skin, but you know, his covering. Beautiful spider. I know spiders, you know, you wouldn't consider them beautiful, but he was beautiful. But his face, I couldn't see his face for the glory of God. His face, I couldn't see his face because all I could see was the glory of God covering his face. And I felt the love of God coming from him. He was holy and he was intelligent. And he was wise. They could have killed. They had the strength and ability to destroy us. But they loved us. I felt the love of God coming from them. And what that meant to me, the Lord showed me how pastors, they saw me as a threat. And I didn't see that coming. But he put me in that position. They saw me as a threat, and that's why they acted the way they did. I saw their side of things. You know, I had to consider sometimes people come and preach and they're a novice and they mess up. Sometimes it's not always Cain jealousy. Sometimes it was. And the Lord would show me. But I wouldn't be, he already trained me not to be offended. The only reason I'm bringing it up now is to share, to destroy the camouflage, because these times God need all of his people to be firing on all cylinders. One minister wasting the abilities of another, those kind of days need to be done away with. The way that we conduct ministry, God, it's not efficient. I'm not saying we have to go to church every day, but the way we have ministers there, the people in the church many times have problems, and then some of the ministers know how to solve the problems, and they need to be deployed. And they want to be deployed. Some of them have given in to tradition, and they just don't want, you know, they don't have the zeal anymore. The zeal died because of the way we've conducted ministry, because of the way we do things. And these are, you can't just come up with a brand new plan. You have to go in prayer and get the mind and heart of God. And the Lord will guide you into all truth. He'll show you what to do. If following God is the answer, that's how you have to do it. But you know, I like to make people aware of driving out the darkness. You can't allow any form of darkness to remain. We need to master the things that mastered us. We need to master the sin and the, you know, Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. So everything that beset us is not always sin. Sometimes it's things we've allowed. Sometimes it's laziness we've allowed. Sometimes it's things that we didn't deal with. Sometimes it's things that we held on to. We held on to it. We reserved this. We're just going to put this in my little corner. We're not going to give that to God. We're just going to, you know, leave that alone, and we're going to do all. And you know, it's going to hold you back. If it's something that the enemy can use, we need to get rid of it. But don't get off balance. Also, here's another problem. People need to do things that's fun. Pastors need to go fishing, hunting, or whatever. You can't just preach all the time. You have to take a break. You have to have a day of rest. You have to have a day you do something fun sometimes. Are you going to burn out? So I'm not saying your fishing habits and your desire to hunt or ride motorcycles or whatever you love to do. I'm not saying cut it. You can use it as an asset. It can help you reboot. But the kind of reserves I'm saying get rid of, things that's holding you back, things that God can't bless. You know, anything you know that's a sin, that's a problem, get rid of it. If any kind of Cain jealousy, get rid of it. Go about doing good. If you're stingy, start giving to other people. Be a blessing to people. If you're greedy, help people out. If you feel jealous of somebody, when you're tempted to be jealous, say 10 good things about the people you're jealous against. And ask the Lord, do it in God's strength. Ask the Lord to help you not be the way you don't want to be. If lust is a problem, kill it. Love the people. You know, sometimes people don't openly, you know, draw strength from others because what they're dealing with is embarrassing. Well, guess what? All sin is embarrassing, and God knows about it all. The things I went through, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted God to help me kill it. I didn't want it in my life. And there were very few people I would even mention it to. You know, but I asked the Lord to show me what to do, and he did. It wasn't a thing of pride as much as it was, you know, this is a temptation is something you don't want. That's why the tempter is tempting you, because he know you don't want it. He know that you want to live better. But when I went to the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, this is getting to me. This is a problem. I said, I want it dead. I want to be like Jesus. I want to see women like you do. How do I do it? I didn't know how. And the Lord taught me how to do it. And if you trust God, he can show you concepts from the safe outside zone. And you'll see and understand as if you were in it. And then you'll know how to counsel people away from it. I've had that to happen too. But most of the things that I learned in the deepest ways, I was in it and I couldn't see my way out. That's the power of following God. He guided me out of that darkness. Then I said, well, Lord, I don't want to just not do it. I want to hate it. Now I'm receiving what God said, and he's helping me to establish an ability to hate what was about to cause me to drown in sin. So no problem can master you if you include the Lord and do it his way. I can give you good ideas all day. But the Holy Spirit, this is what he wants. This is the intimate relationships that he wants with you. My good ideas may not fit, but the Holy Spirit will give you something that will fit perfectly. I'm just pointing things out. Though, when you look, you know, everybody's so varied and different. Some people don't have the same problems. Some people, as a sinner, they mastered what I was trying to learn. Because of their makeup, the way that they saw things, the way that they were taught. I don't know how God made these folks. And God give people different strengths and abilities. But the way I was created and made, and the way I thought and processed, he had to do what he did with me. So, and even as a Christian, I was trying to get to the zero, at least to the zero line, where, like Adam was. Adam was on the zero line. That was no negative. All he had to do is eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and his life would have ascended in a positive direction. But he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and his life descended into a negative direction. Well, so Jesus Christ brings us back to that wonderful zero line. But now we can fill our heart with the word and the love of God. See, the love helps us. We'll fulfill the law with his love. We fulfill the ceremonial law through Christ. Now we're ready to go to the inner sin positively. And there's no limits. You just have to go. You just have to ask God to help you. Do it in his strength. Don't do these things in yours. And don't do it in somebody else's strength. Something's better than nothing, but if you do it in God's strength, it's going to be good. It's going to be something wonderful. And whatever you're going to do, you need to do it now, because it's time for the Lord to return. But remember, God can solve millions of problems with a fraction of one. And also, those that he deploy in the last hour will do greater works than those that he deployed centuries ago. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.